You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Almost a year ago, Idaho voters approved a citizen initiative to expand Medicaid. That is supposed to happen this January. So here's the question. Who's going to pay for this? That is the question an interim legislative committee has been trying to answer. In fact, last Friday, they voted on a complicated funding plan that includes counties paying up to $10 million a year for the expansion. Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson covered that committee meeting. He is joining us live in studio now to get us up to date. Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, so what is the latest on this interim committee that met Friday?
Right. So they voted on a plan that they will later vote on in November, right?
That makes perfect sense.
It's state government. This is how it works. But yeah, they basically came up with most of the draft of this plan on Friday. And so what that would mean is we're taking a look at the $41 million roughly that Idaho is supposed to pay for their portion of the Medicaid expansion come I guess it will be next July because they've already paid for the first 6 months starting in January. But for that $41 million, they decided, okay, about half of that is going to come from savings to state agencies like Department of Correction, Department of Health and Welfare, things like that. And then up to $10 million, like you said, will come from counties. And then the rest of it would be savings to the catastrophic healthcare fund.
So are we looking at every county having to pay into this potentially?
Yeah, so the way that would work is they want to take that money from the sales tax distribution. Yeah, super, super complicated, but basically with all of the sales tax that comes into the state to the general fund, they then pay some of that back to the counties. And so they basically just want to be like, okay, well, proportionally, depending on, you know, your whatever share you're getting as a county, we're going to take a little bit of that and put that toward Medicaid expansion up to $10 million.
So it wouldn't be the counties having to write a check up to $10 million. It would be money that they would normally be getting that they won't be getting.
Right. But I mean, they're still counting on that money, right?
Of course they are.
So it's like, you know, we're talking about law enforcement, first responders, everything that counties pay for right now. I mean, that sales tax distribution money goes into their general fund and they spend it to try to, you know, better the lives of the county citizens.
Okay. So let's back up a bit. And you mentioned this catastrophic or CAT fund, and this helps right now, pay for indigent health care.
Yep.
So, A, how does that work currently, and is there not enough money in that fund?
Yeah, so there are two different funds. I mean, like everything in state government,
have one when you can have more?
Well, I mean, so the indigent care fund is administered by the counties. So basically, if let's say you don't have insurance, right, and you live in Ada County, and you get sick, maybe you have a cancer diagnosis or something maybe a little less significant than that, the county, you can apply, and they will pay up to $11,000 of your medical bills. And then after that, if let's say you do have that cancer diagnosis, I mean, that's very costly, right? And so the state would pick up the rest of that, but you have to apply for that, and that comes out of the catastrophic healthcare fund. So the indigent fund last year, about $20, $21 million is what was paid out. Catastrophic healthcare fund, slightly less, about $20 million.
And then would any of that change under this new proposal?
Yeah. So, I mean, part of the savings that they want to see is from the catastrophic healthcare fund. They're estimating maybe we'll pay out about, $8 million next year, I believe is what they were thinking. And the average is much more closer to the $20 million mark over the past several years. So they're thinking that they're going to save a lot of money just because people will enroll in Medicaid expansion and then they won't have to pay out as much for these claims. So they're thinking that both of these funds are eventually going to wind down, but it will take some time because there are current claims that are in the system. I mean, if you apply, it can take up to a year to get your catastrophic health care fund disbursement.
We're talking with Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson about who pays for Medicaid expansion in Idaho since that goes into effect come January. And there is an interim committee right now looking into that, and they met Friday. So, Jimmy, what if the counties just don't have their share to pay? I mean, because as you said, what if they actually really need this money for things like first responders, I mean, firefighters, police officers? What happens?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're kind of doing the math right now and trying to figure out, okay, well, how are we going to potentially make up that money? Because, I mean, county budgets have been set now, obviously, for the next fiscal year, and this would potentially take effect next July. So, I mean, they have a little bit of buffer, but, I mean, like people that I've talked to, they think that they actually might end up be paying more under this plan if it goes through. Again, this is just a recommendation to the legislature, but if it does go through, they think that possibly they might end up paying more than they do under the current system with the indigent health care fund.
Well, and let's be honest, I mean, when you have counties like Ada, which has the largest population, there is a bigger budget. Now take a look at our smaller counties that don't have as many people, and they probably could potentially geographically cover more space.
Well, yeah.
And then they need this money.
Well, and not to mention that we're talking about healthcare, right? So it's like cancer is blind. Like,
right.
You know, there could be, you know, randomly 10 cancer diagnoses in Custer County, which is a much smaller county than Ada. And Ada might proportionally have fewer diagnoses of cancer and people applying for this fund. So really, like, they're not like turning people away just because of the kind of, you know, medical conditions and treatment they got. So it's really just dependent on, like, you know, year to year what's happening, right?
So what about the Millennial Fund?
Yeah, so the Millennium Fund is this fund that was set up with the tobacco settlement funds that we got in the 90s, right? And so what Idaho did is they basically created this trust fund, and they're going to live off of the interest from that fund. And so every year, I mean, I think this past year they got about $20-ish million or so from that, and it goes to pay for things like anti-smoking campaigns, public, you know, PSAs, etc. And so that's actually what's helping cover the costs of the first 6 months of the expansion from January till through June this year. But, I mean, that was an option that was discussed at this committee meeting, and they could have used, you know, a little over $10 million, about $10.7 million to help pay for all of this and then not have the counties really be on the hook for anything, but they decided against it.
Okay, so how did Republicans and how did Democrats react to this proposal? Because they are both parties make up this interim committee.
Right, yeah, with Republicans making up the vast majority of it, as is with the entire state legislature. So Republicans think that, you know, we're going to see just a lot of savings. Like, people are going to sign up for Medicaid expansion, and then we really won't have to pay out too much from the CAP fund or the Indigent Healthcare Fund. And they think that that is going to make up enough, even though, you know, people have said, it doesn't matter that we have this expansion. Some people, regardless of what happens, they're just not going to sign
up. No, they're not going to.
But they think the savings will be enough to cover it, and maybe there will be some incidental things going on there. They also think that, like, counties should have some skin in the game when it comes to this, because they've paid for indigent health care for, you know, a while now. Whereas Democrats, they really wanted this kind of a buffer year where the state would pick up the tab, and then they could gather data on, like, okay, we're seeing fewer and fewer cases in the indigent healthcare fund, so we can roll it back by this much instead of just throwing out a number and seeing if it sticks on the wall.
So what about other reactions? I mean, how about the folks that actually came up with this original initiative? They did all of the groundwork. I mean, literally knocking on doors across the state. They get this on the ballot. It passes. And we've heard from them numerous times. They just want a clean bill. So what has been their reaction?
Well, as you can imagine, they're not too thrilled about it. But I think Republicans, too, they say that, look, if you read the language of Proposition 2, nowhere in it did it spell out, how do we pay for this? And so they say, well, you know, this is how we came up with it. If you wanted us to fund it a different way, why didn't you put it in the proposition and have people vote on it? You know, for people who were in Reclaim Idaho or people who volunteered and knocked on doors, or even if you just voted for it. I mean, people I've talked to said, no, we wanted the state to pay for it. We thought it was implied. So, I mean, you do have this kind of gap here. But since the Idaho legislature has been really hesitant to even tackle anything related to Medicaid expansion before the proposition, I mean, you know, they're not too happy about it anyway. So
what happens at this point?
Well, so right now they have told staff, hey, this is what we want you to do. Go draft up our recommendations and then bring it back to us in November. And then at the November meeting, they will finalize their vote to the entire legislature. But again, that has to go through the budgeting process, through JFAC, and then the entire legislature. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But generally, recommendations are pretty well received by these interim committees. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens next spring.
All right. I want to thank you for coming in, Jimmy, and talking about this. We've been talking with our own James Dawson about who pays for Medicaid expansion in Idaho. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.